Welcome to our pre-show. I'm just looking at stuff. What is this, man? I don't know if they can do this or not, you know. It's my life. Yeah, I can't do it. Fuck. It never ends. What is this? Caught in the... View more. It never ends. It's my life. So, I don't know if you guys saw any of this OJ thing, you know, the People versus the People versus OJ, American Crime Story on FX. You know, I don't know what to think about it, man. You know, it's like there's some scenes that are, I mean, it's all really interesting because it tells the story very sensationally. Alan Dershowitz has come out and said that there's an awful lot in it that is not accurate. Marcia Clark, on the other hand, said that it is accurate, so I don't fucking know. And I suppose what's happening is I'm kind of getting sucked in by the sensationalism of it. There's a lot of behind the scenes that's very interesting. What was going on with Shapiro? Why did he get benched? Why did he start out as the lead attorney, and then he got sort of shuffled behind Johnny Cochran? All kinds of shit. I don't know. What is this, man? Media Confidential. I'm just looking at some stuff here. Are we? I don't think I've zeroed in on this. So let me do it right now. I'm just trying to pull up our network computer here, which I will do at this present time. We're certainly going to be wanting to look at some of our stuff. But I don't know what. I don't know what these pictures have to do with. What is. Who the. What? Who's this? It's Justin Bieber. I don't know who the other guy is. And I don't know what any of this shit, why my picture is in the midst of all this, but it's probably has something to do with when I was on New Girl. New Girl, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar offers insight. I was on that show that Kareem was on. Anyway, West Ham unveil new team photo. Judd Apatow, Wikipedia. There's this is a fucking awesome picture. Look at this, man. This cannot, you know, you can't overstate how, what it... This is a very important picture because it's the president of the United... It could be any president. It's the president of the United States who, admittedly, is the number one news draw on any given day. I don't care who the president is. Barack Obama, Richard Nixon, doesn't matter. He's a cat that anybody would want to interview. And there is Mark Maron interviewing him in his podcast studio. If anything legitimized podcasting as a news-making as well as news-covering medium, man, there it is. You can't really, can't deny it. You can never deny it. What happened? Bullshit. What happened there, man? It's my life. Don't you do it. Oh, there, okay. You got a picture. There you go, see? Don't you forget it. Huh? Huh? Now, if that was me standing next to the president, or better yet, if I was standing on the other side of the president, that's a picture I could use, man, but I can't use that motherfucker. All right, that's okay. Very good stuff. Does that... Oh, you fucking whore. God damn it. You know what, man? Get... This is really pissing me the fuck. Chrome, you are pissing me off now. Google Chrome, fuck you. Hey, man. There we go. Unbelievable. All right, well, all's well that ends well. It's my life. Don't you forget me. All right, well, what we want to do here is get our... there it is. Damn, okay. How you doing there, Thunder? Hi, baby. Hi, baby. How's my girl doing, huh? That's a good girl. There's Thunder, man. She's the loyalest cat. She's like just... She's like a dog. She comes down here. She sits with her human, her master. She sniffs shit. She looks around. She looks at bugs. Makes sure the place is clear of bugs. This place is so goddamn filthy. Well, as you can see, I'm sitting out here on a beach. The wind is going to blow shit, you know. What do we have here? What is this story? Seven St. Patrick's traditions explained. Oh, goody. Seven. Okay. Copy. No print. Young people would rather have an internet connection than daylight. Whatever that means, man. I don't know if it's good or bad, but it's pretty funny. It was conducted by a blinds company. It was a survey conducted by a blinds company. Rather have an internet connection than daylight. All right, come on. What's going on, baby? Oh, man. This is Fitzpatrick in action with the Jets. there he goes. You know, that the Jets need something like that. They need some guy, some spark plug, some guy come out of nowhere. Looks like Conor McGregor, sort of. What are we, like, great Irish fucking football players? Is that it? I don't really celebrate St. Patrick's Day. I used to get drunk on St. Patrick's Day, because that's the thing to do on St. Patrick's Day. There's nothing else to do on St. Patrick's Day. It's a day to go out and get hammered, because that's what people think the Irish do. And Madonna pulls fans top down during live concert. Let's see what this is. What is this, man? Huh? How did we get into the middle of this shit? Okay, good. Get that out of there, man. Here's the 411 on what Madonna did. Bob, Biff, Jim. Is this? Ooh, the 411.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin for Fox 411.
Dvorkin.
Uh-huh. Madonna is fighting back at rumors she was high or drunk while performing in Australia. Hmm. And she's using her fans' words to prove her point. The Material Girl posted a screen grab of a message written by a fan that declares claims the singer was under the influence during her show are absolutely ridiculous. Madonna thanked the fan for the support and added she could never do any of her shows high or drunk. The pop star called the rumors about her performance misogynistic. Madge then shared a snapshot of son David and daughter Mercy and wrote, "This is my drug, love and happiness." For more on this and other entertainment stories of the day, visit fox411.com. Thanks for clicking.
Ashley Dvorkin, huh? God, that was frightening. All right, so that ain't shit. All right, good to hear. I'm Ashley Dvorkin, and this... Oh, here's a good-looking guy. Covering Donald Trump. It's my life. Don't you put your hands on it. All right, okay. You know... Yesterday's show, I forgot to do Bob Bakian, and that was not good. When you forget to do Bob Bakian, you fuck up, man. Oh, man. It's my life. Here's another one here, man. Man pours boiling water on gay Atlanta couple in bed. What? The fuck does that mean?
From music legend Cyndi Lauper and Broadway's own Harvey Fierstein, the Tony-winning best musical about seizing your destiny and being who you want to be. Kinky Boots.
At the Fox Theater, March 29th through April 3rd. Visit BroadwayInAtlanta.com.
Okay.
A local man could face federal hate crime charges. Police say he poured boiling water on a gay couple while they were asleep. Channel 2's Nicole Carr live in College Park with the strange baby the victims say that they witnessed before the attack.
Yeah, the couple says the suspect had made them uneasy before asking if they'd ever been intimate. They say they hadn't, and they never thought it would lead to this.
The pain doesn't let you sleep. It's like it's excruciating 24 hours a day, and it doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't dial down or anything. It's there.
Marquez Tolbert believes the second and third degree burns along his neck, back, and arms are scars of hate.
Why else would you pour boiling hot water on somebody?
The 21-year-old and his boyfriend, Anthony Gooden, suffered those severe burns last month when the men say Gooden's mother's boyfriend walked in on them sleeping in Gooden's College Park apartment and poured scalding water over their bodies.
That motherfucker needs to go to
me
prison.
Out and was like, get out of my house with all that gay. And I couldn't stop screaming.
Tolbert spent 10 days at Grady Memorial Hospital undergoing surgery that took skin from his thigh to replace skin on his back. His boyfriend Gooden just got out of the hospital Friday. And 48-year-old Martin Blackwell remains in the Fulton County Jail, charged with two counts of aggravated battery. According to this police report obtained by Action News, Blackwell described disgust over the men's relationship, telling police they'll be all right. It was just a little hot water on them.
Where was your head at? Like, why would you do this?
Atlanta PD's LGBT liaison assisted in this case to make sure Blackwell did not post bond, that he wouldn't be eligible for that. And even though hate crimes are not on the book as charges here in Georgia, the feds are looking into this case, and there is an upcoming hearing.
Well,
we're live in College Park. Nicole Carr, Channel 2 Action News.
See, there you go, man. I mean, it's like... It's not a, there's no hate crimes on the books in Georgia. So the federals take over. Well, we don't need that. There ain't no special protection. The special protection for black people, the special protection for gay people. Why is that? Because gay people and black people share one thing in common. They are of the way they are is an orientation, or if you will, it is a fact of biology from birth. Doesn't make any fun. No, I know a lot of the people on the Christian right want it to be a behavior thing and it's a lifestyle choice. No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it fucking isn't. Okay? And the evidence of that, social evidence of that, as well as increasing scientific evidence of that, should be pretty fucking obvious to people. So because Georgia does not have any hate crime laws, the federals are going to take this motherfucker over. And you can't sit there and say, goddamn federals, look at them sticking their nose in our... You motherfuckers take care of fucking business. They wouldn't have to. Same goddamn story over and fucking over and fucking over again. And these guys, you know, some of these states think, we got this. No, you don't, motherfucker. You're part of a union that exists under a charter called the Constitution of the United States of America that ensures certain rights, that ensures a certain way of life. You can't take that and undermine it. You can't change that so that what you do goes beyond the Constitution, or what you do is not covered by the Constitution. What you do is in violation of the Constitution. Can't do that. Anyway, why are you talking about this? Because it fucking pisses me off. That's why. Okay. Now, this final story here. It's my life. Daredevil's spoiler-free review. Daredevil's back and somehow even better than me. What does that mean, man? When Marvel's Daredevil... Yeah, okay. All right, whatever you say. You know, fucking... It's my life. Excuse me. Daredevil. Oh, man. What are Daredevil's special powers? Okay. This could be Doug Danger. What the fuck is this, man? I don't want any of that shit. I just want this, bitch. You know what I'm saying? I don't want that shit. Here's what I want, motherfucker. I don't want that shit. Copy. Oh, man. Okay. Wait a minute. Format. Font. There we go. That's good. Print. It's my life. Don't you forget me. Caught in the crossfire. Madonna pulls fans top down. Madonna's been making headlines. Top down. Kind of just want to slap and pull Madonna to the crowd as she yanked on the fans. Oh shit! The stranger said, "I didn't. I'm sorry. Sexual harassment." She added, "Bremer, you can do the same to me." She added, "Good luck." Madonna's caused the scene of many returns from being accused of the night she's been drunk or high during the U.S. Labor Tour. Madonna's late.
Who gives a shit?
The fictional superhero's early story, while living in Hell's Kitchen neighborhood of New York City, he was blinded by a radioactive substance that falls from an oncoming vehicle while pushing a man to safety from the oncoming truck. While he no longer can see, the radioactive exposure heightens his remaining senses beyond normal human ability and gives him a radar sense. His father, a boxer, James Jack Murray, supports him as he grows up. Through Jack is later killed by gangsters after refusing to throw a fight. After donning a yellow and dark red costume, later all dark red, Matt seeks out revenge against his father's killers at the superhero Daredevil fighting against the man of the enemy, including the Bullseye, Kingpin, Else Guns, a lawyer. Daredevil's name of the man without fear. Had been home to the work of comic book artists such as whatever it had been, Everett Kirby, among others, influential tenure in the title in the early 1980s, cemented the character as popular and influential part of the Marvel Comics. Daredevil has since appeared in various forms of media. Now, what are we going to do? I just want to see what time we got. 23. God damn it, man. Whew. Okay. Average in Britain, think of having to, the internet is more important than daylight. British users age 18 and over asked to identify five things which they were found important to maintain quality. Freedom of speech topped the list, picked by 81% of the nearly 7 in 10 chose internet, followed by saying daylight and hot water. I've asked myself, what do you woo? It's my life. Mr. William Rennick, what do I have at Goddamn Pastor William Rennick? Am I not? What are we missing here? What the fuck are we missing here, man? St. Patrick's Day. I swear to Christ, I print off all this shit and I cannot find half of the shit that I want. Madonna? This is all fucking Daredevil shit, right? Yeah. So what happened to the other stuff that I printed, man? Fucking unbelievable. Pastor Rennick and this daylight shit. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, man, I'm telling you. 1, 2, 3, 4. Did I not? I guess I didn't. That guy that poured that fucking hot water on those guys, that boiling water, was probably giving them a fucking hard-on knowing that there were two gay guys in the house. It's the way it is for those fucking, those gay bashers, those hate motherfuckers. Those guys that hate gay guys, they're fucking gays themselves, you know? They just they don't want to deal with that shit, so they, you know, act out like that. Yeah, I know, Phil, you always say that. Well, it's true. Fucking true, man. All right. Doug, would you care to comment? Sure, Doug will comment on that. Got that? I suppose the St. Patrick's Day thing, this is all Doug Danger, too. This is all Doug Danger. This is Pastor William Rennick. This is Doug Danger with Madonna, yeah. This is Pastor Rennick. And this would be Father James McCarter's. Well, the seven, well, another, if you've never had the chance, it, you can watch a time lapse here. The Butler and Rowan family clans are responsible for turning the murky water bright green. Let me see here. These are seven St. Patrick's Day traditions that are explained. And with us here is Mike O'Malley. Now, Mike, you're Irish, right?
Yeah, I'm Irish. Yeah, I'm Irish. Phil. Yeah.
And tell us about this.
Well, these are seven St. Patrick's Day traditions.
Well, Phil, these are St. Patrick's Day traditions that we here at Bob Green. Well, Phil, these are St. Patrick's Day traditions that we like to.
What's the name? Who was St. Patrick?
All right. You know, I don't know, man. 29 minutes. I think we've got some music. Celtic, right? Where's that Celtic music we had, man? Oh, yeah, Gaelic.
That is correct, Phil. This is Irish. I'm going to do the Irish jig now.
Go ahead, Ben.
All right, here we go. This is the Irish jig that they want me to do. And get the music going now. All right. Yeah. And I'm dancing now. Big deal.
Come on, dance.
I'm dancing, Bill. And I'm doing this for, I'd like everyone to know it.
Do a jig, man.
I'm doing an Irish jig. Oh, God, I'm going to throw up.
Not so sure. All right, let's see. And, what's this leprechaun? Oh, crowd.
Dancing now. Yee wee.
Come on, do it better.
Hey, don't tell me to do it better. And so here I am dancing in honor of St. Patrick's Day. They won the bet, okay?
All right, go ahead, dance. Dance.
Don't say it like I'm your slave. Please don't say it like I'm your slave. I am Bob Green, and I have a reputation to uphold.
All right.
We have Pastor Renick, who is going to be here, and Pastor Renick will be at some carnival, I'm sure. Where is it? And then also Doug Danger, who's going to be in the newsroom. Newsroom. Right there.
Thanks a lot, Phil. This is Bob Green.
And this is Margaret Gray. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Goo, 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 goo. Goo, 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 goo.
Goo, 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 goo. Goo, 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 goo. Goo, 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 goo. Goo, 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 goo.
Well, I don't know. I don't think that that's quite...
All right. I'm ready to go, man, if you is.
Pre-roll?
Is it pre-roll? Pre-roll, pre-roll. Pre-roll? Yeah, pre-roll. Ay, 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 ay.
Are the making of this on a soul in the state of sea?
When the sun rises, I wake up and chase my dreams. I want.
Oh, I heard that.
When the sun sets.
Yeah, man. All right, here we go, baby. Busta Rhymes, along with KXNG, Crooked, and Tech N9ne. Jesus, I don't know half these cats, man. Here we go. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Go to, Today's podcast is brought to you by Blue Apron, because you need to know how to cook. Not only do you feel like you know your way around a kitchen, but cooking at home means eating healthier, too, and saving money instead of ordering all that expensive garbage, that takeout. You deserve better than that, too. What do you think of that? You deserve better. You deserve to eat better. And like I said, knowing how to cook means you can entertain yourself and others. But where do you start? Blue Apron. Blah, blah, blah.